Good afternoon or morning, wherever you are in the country or the world. My name is Laura. I'm a compulsive debtor, and I'm going to be talking about contact training, media contact training, as you know. And so to start off, I just basically, who is this for? It's for anybody who would like to learn to respond to requests by media for information about DA. For anybody who would like to learn more about discussion with people outside the fellowship, and for people who want to contact media to carry the message of Debtors Anonymous. Now, I know that Tom already went over the anonymity statement, but just remember that anonymity is extremely important to Debtors Anonymous. Please keep your video off during the presentation, not only to protect your anonymity, but also it will help with the presentation as far as clarity of the slides and my speaking is concerned. Keep your audio off during the presentation. There will be a point at the end where you may ask questions and participate in some group activities, okay? Don't use your last names. You can use a pseudonym on your slide if you would like to. And to communicate questions, there is a Q&A feature on PowerPoint that you can utilize, and Tom is going to be helping navigate that while I give the presentation. And then again, for scenarios, I'm going to ask you to raise your hand and unmute your mic when you're called on, just because that's the application part of the presentation. The objectives for this presentation are to be able to describe the resources available to guide interactions with the media, and also given specific scenarios that you will be able to implement the resources to maintain DA protocol when intervening or when interacting with the media. Statement of purpose of Debtors Anonymous. This is important because this is an overall statement that guides the actions of DA. And in DA, our purpose is threefold: to stop incurring unsecured debt, to share our experience with the newcomer, and to reach out to other debtors. So that's from the DAMS. I'll talk about the DAMS in a little bit. But the outreach is extremely important, but we have to follow a certain protocol in order to protect Debtors Anonymous and the individuals in Debtors Anonymous, okay? So some of the resources that are available include Step 12 of Debtors Anonymous, the Traditions of Debtors Anonymous, the Debtors Anonymous Manual for Service, and that's called the DAMS. Now, when you look up the DAMS on the webpage, the most recent one is the 22 version. I saw on the PA link, there's a 2013 version, and I also found a 2020 version on there. So a 22 version is what I'm using for this presentation. Also, the General Service Office is available for support to guide PI committee members once they've had this media training. And of course, I am available also. I provided my email here, but you can always get in touch with me through Tom or any other members of the committee. Now, as far as our resources, step 12 is having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps. We try to carry this message to compulsive debtors and to practice these principles in all our affairs. And what this tells me is, in order to maintain my solvency, I have to work the steps in order. And step 12, part of that step is to carry the message. And there are many, many ways to carry the message, as you probably already know. And that includes just carrying the message at meetings, but also carrying the message in the community and with the different medias that are available, okay? But it has to be done properly. And that's what this in-service is about. Now, the tools of Debtors Anonymous, the two tools that really relate to what we're doing when we carry the message include service and anonymity. And service is performed at all levels, as you know. It could mean setting up for a meeting. It could mean sharing during a meeting or sponsoring. But then that's the meeting level of service. And then there's the intergroup level of service, the general service, and then also dealing with media and outside sources to help carry the message. As far as anonymity is concerned, as we know, anonymity is important to the program. It allows us to have freedom of expression. It allows people to share what they need to share without worrying about compromise for what they say. And it also helps with keeping people in the right place. It helps to prevent pride and humility. And I don't know about you, but I can be very prideful and my humility can go out the window sometimes, especially if I'm like center stage, let's put it that way, which can happen when we do media interaction. Okay, the traditions that I'm going to focus on include tradition 5, tradition 6, tradition 10, tradition 11, and 12. And the traditions begin with the idea of DA unity. And the traditions were developed by Alcoholics Anonymous initially. And the reason they developed them was because there were some other groups before AA that literally fell apart. And they were successful at first, but then public issues started coming into play. They put limits on who was allowed to be in DA. They wanted you to be a real low bottom drunk. And there were religious issues and all this controversy called those groups to fall apart. So they developed the traditions from their own experience of near failures and from the experiences of the past. And of course, we adopted them. Okay. We need the traditions to live in harmony with our fellows. And one of the things in tradition 5 is each group has one primary purpose: to carry the message to the debtor who still suffers. It's not to bring religion to people. It's not to deal with other addictions or issues. It's one issue. And that's where we keep the purpose in mind. That's where we omit outside resources, whether we're in a meeting or whether we're dealing with media. It's not appropriate to bring up, say, Hazleton literature when we're talking about the media, because it's not DA approved and it's not DA approved for a reason. And again, one agenda: maintaining sharing our own recovery, not other people's recovery. Okay. Tradition 6 is the DA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the DA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. And this gives us clarity about non-affiliations. Say we have a meeting in a recovery center. We don't affiliate with that recovery center. We are a separate entity. We have our own guiding principles, which are the traditions, okay? And this way, there's not any issue with conflict of interests. And the other thing, too, is where money is involved, say if a recovery center that we have meetings at wants to provide some financial support to DA, if we give out their business cards, that's definitely a conflict of interest. And we don't get involved in any of those behaviors, okay? The other thing that I saw at a conference in California, it was a AA conference with Al-Anon, is the opening song for the conference was a Christian song. Now, how many people went there? I was horrified because that breaks the traditions. How many people did not have a strong concept of a higher power, or they weren't Christian? How are those people going to feel going to a meeting if we are talking about one specific religion that might not be universal? So we have to be careful about those issues, even with the media. Okay. Tradition 10 is, you know, we have no opinion on outside issues. I have been to meetings where people talk about politics. They talk about what's going on in the community, and that is not appropriate. We need to keep Debtors Anonymous pure. We need to focus on our spiritual disease and the common solution and avoid outside issues totally. Okay. Again, that goes back to our primary purpose. Traditions 11 and 12, I kind of clumped them together for two reasons, because they're closely related. And the other reason is because I didn't have enough room on my screen to put them all on separate things. So, and as we already know, as far as our public relation policy is concerned, it's based on attraction rather than promotion. And we need always maintain personal anonymity of the at the level of press, radio, and films. And personal anonymity, it's okay for me to break my own anonymity if I'm talking to somebody one-on-one, okay? But it is not okay for me to get on national TV or to write an article and say, hey, I'm Laura and I'm a recovered debtor. There goes my pride right up to the ceiling. And I know that pride is a big pitfall for me to lose my sovereignty. And also, what if I do something stupid or go back out again? What kind of message am I going to give? And I'll talk about one of my personal experiences where I actually did something stupid, but I didn't break my anonymity. Okay. And when we talk about the level of press, radio, and films, we need to remember that nowadays, it also includes websites and any public media, Twitter, anything you may use. And it's whenever we deal with DA members and we commingle with non-DA members, there should be total anonymity in that respect. Okay. And an example would be, and this actually happened, I went out with a bunch of people in another program and looked on Facebook, and there was my picture on Facebook with these people. Oh, us AAs had a great time going to this show. And that is a violation of my anonymity, everyone else's anonymity, and definitely it could cause a lot of problems. Now, my feeling is if somebody breaks my anonymity, there's a reason for it, but it is totally inappropriate at the level of media and any media whatsoever, including Facebook, okay? And then 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all our traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. And again, on a personal level, I can reveal my name, but even if we're at a meeting, we are not to reveal or break anybody else's anonymity, such as, guess who I saw at the meeting? I saw the dean of the university. That's inappropriate, you know, and that's gossip. And, you know, I have had my gossip issues, one of my defects, but it burned me. And I've never done this for anonymity, but, you know, I can say I'd never do it, but there are temptations, you know. So again, and on the media level, anonymity means we do not discuss our membership or other people's membership, okay? And the thing about our program is we're all equal. It doesn't matter where we come from or what we do or what our differences may be. We are all here because we have a common problem. We need to recover from debting. So we don't make ourselves important or other people important. It can actually interfere with our recovery. Okay. And humility is very important. As I said before, there was many, many years ago, national TV, one very famous person got on TV and announced that she was in a 12-step program and how wonderful it was. She was getting all this PR, and it became not about the 12-step program. It became more about her, right? Which is against our traditions. And then what happened? She went back out again. I remember my mother sitting there. She never made programs. She said, well, I guess that stuff doesn't work, huh? It didn't work for her after all. So it totally gave the wrong message. And her intention wasn't to do that. But again, that can happen. So another resource, which is extremely important, is the Public Information Manual for Debtors Anonymous. And again, you can download it on the DA webpage. It's got a table of contents. Now, in the past, the Public Information Manual was a separate manual, but now it's actually part of the DAMS manual, and it's chapter 4, if you want to look it up. Okay, it gives a lot of information to guide us in contact and outreach. And it provides sample letters if you want to reach out to media or professionals or different organizations. And these letters have been carefully edited by experts and people that know how to do this to make sure that they comply with the tools, the tradition, and the steps, the traditions and the steps. Okay. And this DAMS manual uses the traditions, the tools, the steps, and personal experience to show how to properly reach out to the media, to other debtors. So it takes the information I just talked about briefly, and it shows you how to utilize it and to apply it when dealing with the media. Okay. Now, there are also other resources available. The World Service Conference Public Information Committees handle information or PI issues on the national level. Okay. The General Service Office also deals with PI information and the media. And these are resources for you if you are asked to participate in some kind of a media event, or if you would like to reach out to the media. You should always talk to your intergroup. You should talk to the General Service Board and also the General Service Office. And I did have an opportunity a few years ago to reach out to the media on a national level. And the first thing I did was I called the General Service Board. I called the General Service Office. I called everybody to make sure that I maintained the traditions and that I did what was right by the 12-step program, because I did not want to harm anyone or anything when trying to carry the message. So again, you can look up public information at debtorsanonymous.org if you have questions and you need to get in touch with somebody. Okay, now, the public information committees, there are also local information committees, and you can use those as a resource also. So the committee provides information in response to requests from the World Service Committee from the general public. If they were to call and say, hey, we want information on Debtors Anonymous, can you help us? The media may directly contact the World Service Conference. And again, media could be anything from webinars to newspapers, TV, radio, and internet venues. I think they're working on some kind of a closed internet service to carry the message to debtors. And it's a process because we want to make sure we protect Debtors Anonymous and the members. Okay. Its goals, World Service Public Information, is to have the ability to respond to public information requests as they come in, and to provide information and spread awareness of the availability of Debtors Anonymous where needed. Also, as I said before, we need to contact the General Service Office in Needham, Massachusetts, and they will guide you also when we're related, especially to national level. Again, notify the intergroup and let people know what's going on. Communication is important. And I guess that's about it. Okay, so who should speak to the media? Can just any person off the street that is a member of Debtors Anonymous talk to the media? not a good idea unless the person knows what they're talking about as far as their own experience, strength, and hope, and also as far as what the guidelines are, which is what this little in-service is about. So it's recommended that people that speak to the media meet the minimum requirements for being a general service representative, to be actively working the 12 steps, to have had at least 2 pressure relief meetings, to have abstained from incurring unsecured debt for at least 1 year, to have given service to a local group and or intergroup officer, and to be an active member of the home group. And in addition to this, they should have this training so they understand what the limitations are and the guidelines are for interacting with the media. Okay. Other information or guidelines that we can use are DA-approved literature. Maintaining anonymity. I can't say enough about anonymity. And using the DA resources for guidance. There are a lot of resources. There are free pamphlets on the DA webpage that give us information about tools, about meetings. And if we deal with the media or outside resources, we can use those to provide information that is safe for Debtors Anonymous. Okay. Now, as far as additional guidelines for media contact are concerned, whoops, I jumped ahead there. See if I can unjump ahead. Okay. If one is going to go on TV, do a webinar, etc., in order to protect our anonymity, and not just our anonymity, but the anonymity of everybody in Debtors Anonymous and the safety of DA, is we can actually mask our face. If our voice is very familiar, we would request to mask our voice. Okay. That's one option. Okay. Again, use your resources in regards to this. Okay. If you're presenting to a magazine or newspaper, you don't put your picture on there. You don't say your name as being a member of Debtors Anonymous. You maintain your anonymity, personal anonymity. The other thing that you can do is you can post your name and your face or do a face-to-face interview, but you cannot mention Debtors Anonymous. You can talk about the fact that you no longer debt. You can talk about the fact that you keep a spending plan. You can even throw in some of the one day at a time quotes, but Debtors Anonymous is not to be mentioned in any size, shape, and form if you do an interview. I did an interview, and I'll talk a little bit on that, but the way it was handled was I did do person to person. It was on Good Morning America. I talked about my experience, strength, and hope. And my recovery, I did not mention any 12-step programs whatsoever. But at the end, a whole bunch of resources were listed for people to get help. That's how it was handled. Okay. So any questions so far by anybody? No questions? Did I bore you all yet? No? Okay.
It's excellent. Not boring.
I'm going awful fast, but I think I'm covering everything. If not, you ask questions, please. I like interaction. It's boring if you just hear me. But what I'm going to do next, and I hopefully will have time to explore this a little bit, is I gave you the basic information. Tom, Maureen, is there anything I did not include that I should include? Nope. Okay. Okay, so this is the practice session. And you know what? I was a professor for 23 years, and that's why I really fought to have visual presentation, because most people are visual learners. But also, I can present the information, but that doesn't mean you can use it. Knowledge and application is a totally different story. So what I have is just some made-up scenarios to help you to decide, you know, what would you do and what resources validate your actions, okay? This is where I'd like you to read. I'll read it, but you can read the scenario and think about it, and then you can raise your hand and we can call on you. And there's not just one correct answer sometimes, because there are many resources. So we can have a number of people share one at a time. Yes, Tom.
I think at this point, if we're going to have people sharing back and forth, we'll stop the recording. We want to record the presentation part, but we don't record the section of the training where we're sharing back and forth.
How about if I read all the scenarios and then we turn it off, so anybody that watches the recording can think about it on their own?
That's fine.
And then go back. Would that be okay?
Yes.
Okay, so I'll do that first. We'll just go over them, then we'll turn off the recording, and then people can share honestly and openly without worrying about their anonymity, okay? So the first scenario is you're at a DA meeting, and during the introductions, a registered nursing student identifies himself and announces he is writing a paper for school about DA meetings, okay? What, if any, actions should you take and why? That's the first scenario. Second scenario is, while browsing Facebook, you notice one of your DA friends has posted pictures from a celebration of solvency. What actions should you take, if any? Why or why not? Next scenario is, a newspaper reporter is interviewing you for information to include an article on DA. She asks you to share the names of well-known actors and sports personalities that are members of DA to try to promote Debtors Anonymous. What should you do and why? Scenario four, Time Magazine, let me read my thing because I have it blocked off. Time Magazine is featuring articles on 12-step programs for their next publication. You have been asked to provide information on DA in exchange for a donation to the DA World Service Office. What information can you provide? What information would you omit? And is it okay to permit a donation to DA? Why or why not? Scenario five is, you have been invited to do an interview about DA on a nationwide national television show. What approaches would be most appropriate to do the interview according to the tools and guidelines provided by DA? And then the last one is, any personal experiences, questions, comments, but we will be off recording for that. So let me back up. We can turn the recording. Yes, Tom.
We do have one question, which I think we could record because it's anonymous, in the Q&A. Where is the boundary between sharing your experience, strength, and hope, and sharing our accomplishments?
It's okay to share our accomplishments, such as, I would say something like, you know, I have not used a credit card or debit for over 8 years. I have a home now. I have a savings account. And I don't have the worry and anxiety that I had when I was in so much debt. I would not share I am a professional singer and looking for gigs, okay, which I'm not, but some other personal things would be inappropriate if it is has a chance of breaking my anonymity. And I think humility is an extremely important part of that. And if in doubt, share what you want to share with somebody in DA. Call somebody in public information. Call general service office and say, this is my outline. Is this okay or is it not okay? If in doubt, ask. Don't just go do it.